You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The benchmark indices seem to have made a big comeback after 4 days of losses, and even Paytm, which suffered losses on the first 2 days of trading, today was up 10%. Market veteran Shankar Sharma says that what happened in the last few sessions was only a small correction, and there's a long way to go before one should start to get seriously worried. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. But before we discuss other top stories of November 23rd, let's first have a look at the market. The market rebounded after 4 straight sessions of losses, helped by gains in financial, oil and gas and metal shares. Losses in IT shares, however, limited the upside. The Sensex index ended almost 200 points higher at 58,660, rebounding 946 points from its intraday low, whereas the broader Nifty 50 benchmark settled above 17,500. Market veteran Shankar Sharma told CNBC TV 18 that the market has to take a breather and that there is still a long way to go before one should start to get seriously worried. According to him, this is nothing more than a small correction. Many market participants have been waiting and praying for a correction. But Sharma says, and I quote, "When you get it, it'll happen in a manner that you don't like. The market has to take a breather. And it is taking one right now," unquote. The benchmark indices may not reflect a major fall, but it is noteworthy that the mid-cap and small-cap segments have seen a correction. Moving on, LatentView Analytics made a bumper debut on Dalal Street today. Its shares listed at a premium of 169% over its issue price. This brings the data analytics company in the league of the best debutants of recent times, easing concerns about whether IPOs are losing their appeal after Paytm shares listed at a huge discount. The stock opened at 530 rupees on BSE and the opening tick on National Stock Exchange was 512 rupees against the issue price of 197 rupees per share. Analysts had expected the listing premium of more than 150% over the issue price, while the grey market premium was around 180%. Reasonable valuation, healthy financials, strong growth prospects and good relationship with blue chip companies supported the stock price. Next up, Ajay Srivastav, the CEO of Dimensions Corporate Finance Services, commented on the underwhelming response from investors for Paytm. According to him, it is better to wait for the 30-day lock-in period because that is expected to be the first trigger that will help understand where the price will eventually settle for the newly listed company. Srivastav said that unlike Nykaa, Paytm doesn't have any pent-up demand in the FII system. Therefore, the follow-up purchase could only come from Indian mutual funds. He said that Paytm, because of lack of pent-up demand, has to depend on Indian investors and mutual funds for its supply to be absorbed. Otherwise, there could be a further correction in the stock. Well, while we are discussing new age companies, a key talking point for these players has been the sky-high valuations. Karthik Reddy, the co-founder and managing partner of Bloom Ventures, commented on the new age IPO valuations and said that every company, not just Paytm, all four companies, that is PB FinTech, Paytm, Zomato and Nykaa, are stellar examples of market leadership and redefining the market segment that they are playing in. He feels that public markets are a place where people do lean on established benchmarks on how to value them. So, if there are no benchmarks, it is going to be challenging. He says for the first time he was delighted to see that all these businesses take on the challenge and actually go to markets because they don't have benchmarks. Even for Zomato, Nykaa and Policybazaar, it is not easy to say that there is a clear validation of what has been achieved before. Reddy explained that the understanding and formulating of what, how to value such a business is being discovered in the public domain for the first time, which is a fascinatingly interesting time for Indian tech companies. Well, while it's true it's been raining IPOs, sources say MobiKwik may defer its IPO plan by a few months amid concerns about investors' interest and skepticism about its business model following the regulator's digital lending paper. On the finance front, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the Goods and Services Tax Fitment Committee has proposed raising the slab of 5% to 7% and of 18% to 20%. The feasibility of merging 12% and 18% to one single slab at 17% is, however, yet to be examined. According to sources, the proposed GST on precious metals, that is gold and silver, will be hiked from 3% to 5%. However, a group of ministers are yet to deliberate on the change in rate slabs. They'll meet on November 27th to finalize views on rate structure and rationalization of slabs. Moving on, here are a few updates on the Amazon versus Future case. Irked by bulky documents filed by parties in a batch of petitions arising out of the Amazon Future retail case, the Supreme Court today asked whether the purpose was just to drag on or harass the judges. The court has asked the parties to file a small volume of documents so that the matter can be disposed of, and it has fixed the case for hearing on December 8th. Amazon had moved the top court against a Delhi High Court order directing the Competition Commission of India to decide within 2 weeks on a PIL filed by Confederation of All India Traders Association. The High Court had issued the order on November 16th regarding Kate's plea to CCI that seeks to revoke the competition regulator's approval to the Amazon and Future Coupons deal. Separately, the Future Retail Employee Welfare Association has filed a special leave petition in the Supreme Court seeking to intervene in the current proceedings of the company's dispute with Amazon over its 2019 deal with Reliance. The staff said that the interests of nearly 27,000 employees of Future Retail have been affected by the orders passed in arbitral proceedings. They say the inordinate delay in the Future Reliance deal has caused apprehension in employees that the deal may not reach fruition. And if Reliance were to withdraw from the scheme or it is stopped, FRL will be pushed into liquidation, resulting in 27,000 employees losing their livelihoods, they claim. Moving on, the wedding season is back, and with it hangs the hopes of thousands of people who are dependent on this season for their livelihood. With the vaccination exercise picking up pace and restrictions being relaxed, the big fat Indian weddings are getting more and more magnificent by the day. Industry estimates suggest that in the Delhi NCR, this year's wedding season, which started on November 14th and will last till December 13th, is likely to translate into a business of nearly 3 lakh crore rupees. The 2021 wedding season promises to be a breath of fresh air for the wedding industry, from flower dealers, pandal suppliers, caterers, members of travel and hospitality industries, jewelry shops, and designers, to dressmakers and venue owners. A revival in wedding spend is expected to have a multiplier effect on the entire economy. Lastly, telecom service provider Vodafone Idea has decided to hike its prepaid tariffs in the range of 20 to 25%. The new rates will be effective from November 25th. This comes just a day after Bharti Airtel announced its hiking tariffs. Accordingly, the lowest plan available on Vodafone Idea's network will now be priced at 99 rupees instead of 79 earlier. The lowest plan, bundled with a per day 1GB data limit with 28 days of validity, will now cost 269 rupees. Currently, it costs 219 rupees. The company said the new tariffs will start the process of average revenue per user improvement and help address the financial stress faced by the industry. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.